network, its affiliates, stations, or advertisers.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, and supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views and the views of our guest. And today our guest is David Sibley from Ready Reserve Foods. And we're going to be talking a little bit about food. Now, most people take food pretty much for granted. We think we have safe food. Oh, my goodness. We have a nationwide emergency when two or three people die of E. coli from eating spinach. And then, of course, we find that this is all part of a government scam to justify forcing every farmer in the United States, especially the small farmers, because we want to get rid of them, to have RFID tagging on every goose, every chicken, every lamb, every farm animal and horses under their care and face terrible fines and imprisonment if they should be moved from one field to another without letting the government know about it. It's all part of a scam, ladies and gentlemen. They're really not concerned about your health. In fact, if you read what's going on in Europe today, you'll find that in Europe today, they are very, very, very concerned about the bringing in American seeds for the corn, because they know that if you use the genetically modified corn, it kills butterflies. And they've seen the other studies. We've had Josie McDonald on here talking about that. There's studies that show that there are serious health effects on individuals who eat genetically modified food, and almost 70% of our corn and our soy, a large percent of our cottonseed oil and canola oil are all genetically modified. And the government, because of course they work in concert with the large seed industries, and they have their own agenda, are preventing this information from getting out here in America. We know, for instance, the farmers who feed their pigs genetically modified corn, the pigs become infertile. Why do you think it is that so many men have erectile dysfunction today? Why do so many men have erectile dysfunction? We didn't hear this years ago. It didn't exist years ago. But it does exist today, and of course they're doing this. Actually, Bertrand Russell wrote about it in his book, The Impact of Science on Society. He wrote back in 1953. The impact of science on society. We talked about through diet injections and injunctions. Through diet injections and injunctions, we will be able to so modify our children that they will never be able to think independently on their own. And the uprising of the people against their masters would be like the sheep rioting against the farmer who is about to slaughter them, or words of that effect. We have the exact quotation in my book, My Syllabus, The Hidden Agenda. You must understand, ladies and gentlemen, that they're endangering your health and the health of your children with genetically modified food, and you're not even allowed to know which it is. We know, for instance, the people who drink the milk that comes from cows that have been given this recombinant bovine growth hormone. It increases the incidence of breast carcinoma half a dozen times, and prostatic carcinoma. They know those things, but they're just not telling you that. And how are we going to get safe food? Well, that's why we have David Sibley with us tonight. And incidentally, if you want documentation on this, we have this. You need to get our 4-tape sets on genetically modified food. You need to get our material that we have readily available on these subjects. With all the documentation is there. You can go up on newsreviews.com and pull down Jeffrey Smith's articles. Find out what they're doing to you and your children. Do you really care? Does anybody out there care? David, thanks so much for being with us today.
Good night. And good evening, Dr. Stan. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. And suddenly, are you hearing anything at all about the danger of genetically modified food? that seems to be permeating every aspect of our society today. And nobody's telling the American public. We'll go right ahead, David.
Okay, the genetically modified foods, you were very right. We are having a heck of a time trying to pin down which foods we get that are genetically modified. And we actually do not know in most cases. And about the milk, the things that they're doing to increase production, I recently saw this stuff that was made by Arm & Hammer. It's a fat bypass, they call it. It bypasses the cow, goes right into the milk, increases the fat content of the milk, and it upsets the cow's stomach so badly they have to feed them bicarbonate soda. Half of the bicarbonate soda produced in this country is consumed by cows to settle their stomachs. That's not right. Cows don't get fat directly through their mouths. They produce it through their grazing. And all this stuff has to have a long-term effect on people.
Now, did you say this is actually put out by Arm & Hammer?
Yes, it is.
Does anybody out there really know who Arm & Hammer was? He wasn't simply somebody who produced a product. He was a Soviet agent. And if you can go back and you read up on Arm & Hammer, he was a well-known communist supporter and agent who worked here in the United States, who made a great deal of money working with the Soviets. But he was, of course, actually taking money into the Soviet Union on a regular basis. There's a great deal up on the Internet about Arm & Hammer. But, of course, you're never going to hear that mentioned by Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or any of the other people who are paid so well not to reveal what's going on, but to conceal what's going on from the American people. So, basically, then, they're having a lot of trouble with the cows because of this?
Oh, they're having... what I found out about it, because I actually got some of this stuff, and I couldn't believe it. It causes the cow to increases its metabolism. They eat like mad, and they produce more milk. And they produce more milk with this bypass fat. As a consequence, it's making them makes their stomachs ill, and it scared me with the milk. I was really stunned when I saw this product, and the dairymen just love it because the production just goes through the roof from the cows.
But of course, we're not hearing about this at all. And what about this relationship between breast carcinoma, prostatic carcinoma, and the recombinant bovine growth hormone? Have you heard at all about that?
No, I'm not familiar with that one.
That's covered by Jeffrey Smith in his excellent book on genetically modified food, and in the conversations that we have with Jeffrey Smith on the 4-tape sets that we offer here through Radio Liberty. People are going to have to get the information. They're going to have to begin looking after themselves. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly we're talking with David Sibley. And we were talking about this, the recombinant bovine growth hormone, which is being given to cows across America. Most of our cows are getting it today because it increases milk production. But also associated with that, it comes an increased rate of risk, considerably increased risk of breast carcinoma and prostatic carcinoma. If you go back to the beginning of the 20th century, why you'll find out that one in every 33 people in America got cancer and died of cancer. Today, one in three people get cancer, one in two people die of cancer. How could that have happened? But what are we doing about it? Why, we've got a war on cancer, and the more of a war we have on cancer, the more cancer we have. But it's all part of a scam to cover up. The government knows the cause of most of the cancers and is concealing both the cause and the treatment. If you've never, of course, heard our 4-tape set on the New Order of the Barbarians, it's the only tape set we have with a transcript, why you'll find tremendous amount of information. And, of course, the difficulty is that most Americans are not allowed to know that the milk that they're consuming is made with recombinant bovine growth hormone. You need to get the information on it, and much of that is available up at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, and go to Jeffrey Smith's articles. Well, go ahead there. How did you become aware of this new product that they're using?
Well, actually, one of my trucks that hauls food for Ready Reserve on a backhaul. We got a contract to haul this to a farm in Idaho, or our farm supply. And I got very concerned with this stuff when I saw it. I had some of it brought back to me, and I did a little study on it, and I couldn't believe that they're basically bypassing the natural process of milk to create more product for the milk. It just, the cow is stimulated to eat more, and the fat comes directly from this product, not through the process of the cow. It goes right through the cow into the milk.
All right, fine. Well, Chris, do we know anything at all about the possible implications, about the possible problems that could come about as far as the people using that milk? Because we certainly know the problems that can come about as far as the people who get the recombinant bovine growth hormone. And my producer had asked if you can look on the carton and find out. And you cannot. The government has forbidden. Absolutely, we can't have that put on the cartons, that this product is made either with or without. Many of the people who don't use the recombinant bovine growth hormone wanted, of course, to get that, be able to put that on their packaging, so people would know that they were not being poisoned by the milk. And the FDA and its wisdom said, "Oh no, no, we wouldn't want you to put that there because there's absolutely no difference at all in the milk." And they know exactly everything I've told you. In fact, we carry a little booklet. It's called GMOs, Beware Genetically Modified Foods. You need to get this information, ladies and gentlemen. They're poisoning our food. They're poisoning our people because there are people who have a different worldview. They hate humanity. And if you really hated humanity, where would you get a job? Would you get it working in some little clinic somewhere in America or working on some little farm? Or would you get a job working for government, which you could do the maximum harm to the maximum number of people? Well, go ahead. What about some of the other concerns you have about the food safety, David? Because I know you work with food safety because, of course, you are Ready Reserve Foods.
Okay. These growth hormones they're putting in the milk have a lot to do with the, shall we say, the blossoming of young girls at such an early age. It's amazing how quickly they mature and they fill out. And the effects that they're having on, you talked about erectile dysfunction, on, testosterone and sperm counts in males. I have a young gentleman that worked for me at Ready Reserve for some years. He healthy, strong, his wife is beautiful, and they're in their prime years and have been trying to make a baby now for several years and can't. And the doctors can't figure out why. And I from the inception, when I found out they were having a problem, I always thought that it had something to do with diet. These two are too healthy not to be able to make a child.
Well, I will tell you, of course, we know, for instance, that the fluoride that they put in so many of our products, specifically into our water, is specifically designed to decrease fertility. We know that the mercury that they put in the vaccines that a lot of foolish people take because they're told by their doctors and public health officials, oh, you need to take the influenza shot because you don't want to get the flu and die, do you? And yet we know this has a profound impact on fertility, and that's why, of course, we took it out of the childhood vaccines here in the United States, vaccines given to our children, but we left it in the vaccines given to those nasty little black and brown children in other countries. And anybody who would like the documentation on that, we have a wonderful DVD called Mercury Autism and the Global Population Control. That's Mercury Autism by Global Population Control by Dr. David Ayoub. And the advantage to that is you get a CD-ROM with thousands of pages of documentation on what they know about the deleterious effects on fertility and so many other aspects of life in the mercury. And then, of course, they're poisoning our children with aspartame and NutraSweet and MSG products. They know what they're doing. And how could they be able to conceal this from the American people defies my imagination. So basically, of course, you're seeing the same thing in some of the people you're coming in contact with.
Well, yes, and the influx of food from outside of the United States, particularly China, I can't believe the products that we're bombarded with as samples from China. China, 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 everywhere. China and Taiwan. And it's like every day it seems to be get a little harder trying to find products that are made here in the United States, specifically in the United States. And from what we're discussing tonight, that is not all that great of an advantage, but at least we know where the poisons came from in some cases, where you end up with China where you don't, the processes from start to finish are basically gone, totally unchecked and allowed into this country. And there was recently a food recall from China. Remember the toothpaste that were recalled from China that had poisons in them? So we try. Every product we sell that we produce is made here in the United States, except for the bananas. The bananas are grown in the Philippines. We don't grow bananas in the United States. We've been buying from one supplier now for 30 years and never had a problem. So, and I personally eat just about everything we can. As we process the food, my hands are in there digging and eating for taste and just consistency. So I'm a walking guinea pig if there's anything wrong, and we've never run into anything wrong.
Well, David, of course, has been working with Ready Preserve Foods, what, about close to 40 years?
Ready Preserve has been in constant operation now for 36 years now. And like some food companies that have sprung up in this business, they come and they go, and they go, and then some conditions present themselves, and they'll pop back up. But we've been in business for 36 years now.
All right, fine. Well, we've been having an awful lot of difficulty getting any more of your catalogs. We've gotten those catalogs in the past, but we haven't been able to get them recently. They said they haven't been able to get an insert, but we can print up the inserts if we could just get the catalogs to us.
Okay, they're on their way. They ship today.
All right, that's good.
The food... The other things that's happened business-wise are companies that we have done business with for decades have gone out of business, been gobbled up, chopped up, spun off, don't carry certain things anymore. And as energy costs get higher and higher, the food has to be dried. So they're getting more and more expensive, and people are more and more reluctant to dry foods in a certain manner, the way we like them dried. And it's just getting, what used to be able to, I could buy truckloads of things if need be in a day or so. Now it takes weeks and sometimes months.
Well, now why is that? Why are there developing to be food shortages across America? The average individual isn't aware of this. He goes down to the Safeway or the local store, and usually there's food there, but you're certainly working with the large suppliers. Why are there getting to be food shortages, and what is going to happen down the line as this gets worse and worse?
Well, just-in-time delivery of food has made its way into the food business. Well, that works real well when you're making wash machines, when... You know, just in time, you never really inventory much of anything. The product. They're just coming, the parts and pieces are coming in the door on the, and feeding the assembly line. Without a wash machine, you just can't go too long without a meal, without food. But this and they have no clue or no interest in even remotely understanding the supply. They don't understand the workings of
just a moment or two with David Sibley. And we're going to welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Because I think this is an important subject. I hope you...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
In their own writings about killing off over 90% of the world population. And the this some of the most wealthy and powerful people in the world, people look at you and say, that couldn't be true. Because it was why Rush Limbaugh would tell us. Well, why do you think Rush Limbaugh is on 650 stations? It's not because he's revealing the truth.
We say plot for a long time, and they're just restocking, they're rearming, but they're to begin, and we'll spend sometimes hours on the phone explaining to them how it's done, and
certainly there's a little pep book that we have called GMOs, Beware Genetically Modified Food. We have four trying to warn people that they're poisoning the American people. And when you tell people that they're out and put out by Alex Jones, it's all about the Bilderbergers and their plan, their genocidal plan, and you'll actually freeze-dried that we couldn't trust.
Dan, there are so many different we'll get a salesperson will come through it and show us samples, and they're very fine samples. I had a sample of some dried tomato powder came in. This was okay to pass exported, gone by the metal detector. That was in their packaging, and well, security seems to be okay, but beyond that, we couldn't get any more information. On about it, and I wasn't about it. But it just the sources from out of the country now are just overwhelming. What's happening in this country? Used to think we had this invincible stalwart food production system.
We're getting from China. Ladies and gentlemen, do you realize that they add lead to your water supply? Supply. 90% of the Dr. Roger Masters back at Dartmouth, 450,000 children, and if they add high to flow salicylic acid to your water supply, the blood level of lead in children, American white children, doubles in blacks. It's up six times. Well, the Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and we were just talking about the material that the material for masters. And he's concerned really about, of course, the high incidence of Hogo goes up six times in blacks, only doubles in white. Why are we so concerned about? We've got Jed calling from Idaho. Hi, Jed. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I do. Contributing to the ADHD and the ADD.
Oh, yeah, certainly. Aspartame. NutraSweet. We'll do the same thing.
I'm just curious. Because I have a nephew with it, and I've been, you know, they just wire me up so I can't have them.
Obviously, you're sensitive to that. But the other thing is, of course, that the labels before you buy prepared food.
Not always.
Always better. And the other thing is you can read the additives, you won't recognize it, but they call it natural flavoring. And these things will do exactly the same thing. And I want you to, David, it's simply from Ready Reserve Foods, and we work very closely with Ready Reserve Foods. We think they have a good, excellent product. We had Janet calling from Idaho, who was diagnosed as attention deficit disorder. Was that a hyperactivity disorder? Was done just, I think it was done inadvertently in the Dominican Republic when they were trying to find out about getting children off of milk. I think that's what it was. And although you can find all the details on Betty Martini's wonderful website. That's Doorway, DORWAY.com. And they tried to get the children off of milk, so they gave them some water, and they put for taste in it some prude, a taste, probably a fruit taste, and aspartame. And they had over 100 children. Every one of them got ADHD. And then they took it off, and it all went away. And they got them back on it. They all got it. The government knows this. But they'd far rather give your children Ritalin and destroy their minds and stunt their growth and give them smaller brains. That's what Ritalin does. They're poisoning our children, ladies and gentlemen. Are you concerned? Janet, did you have another question or comment you'd had?
Nope, that was it. I was just curious. Thank you.
All right. God bless, and thanks so much.
I was reading just recently about also one of the... The things that can't help is the almost 100-fold increase in sugar that the American people have taken, and you get iodized salt and all these increased levels of salts and sugars and stuff, and then your system is just constantly racing up and down, and it's full tilt trying to lower your blood sugar because you've taken on this unnatural slug. You can't sleep, you can't stay awake, and all these things over periods of time take their toll on your body.
Well, now I think if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment. Every 33 Americans got cancer, and now one in every, I should say, they died of cancer. Now one in every three Americans died. Die of cancer, moving rapidly towards 1 in 2. What? Nobody would do anything that inhumane. 1-888-24 Liberty or 464-8295 if you have a question. Food are creating all sorts of emotional and mental problems in our children and in our adults as well. And many of these things are carcinogenic. And the thing is, they know they're carcinogenic. But if you understand that they're really are people out there who believe there are too many people as well. And the Council on Foreign Relations and the Club of Rome and the Trilateral Commission, there is an elite who has a different agenda because they hate God's creation, mankind. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24 Liberty or 464-8295. Let's talk a little bit
in the forefront. There are several camps, and it's some of cause. People that are, some say it is the insecticides, the neonicotinoids. There's appears to be the possibility of a combination of build up a stress in the bees caused by the insecticides, this monoculture where they'll truck bees from around the country, truckloads of them, open their hives, and they will have just miles of the same thing, a la, let's pick on California's almond orchards, the bees have no variety in their pollen. And that in itself, if you ate the same thing every day, all day long, would cause stress in you. Well, the bees have the same problems. Plus, they have mites and viruses and other things that are attacking them and stressing them, and they just don't seem to have the resiliency that they had. And we're just asking too much of them, just like we're asking literally too much of nature by doing some of the things we do in processing our foods and in our farming processes. But the bees are an ongoing problem. And this winter, what comes out the other side of winter, this winter, should say a lot, though, because they didn't begin to notice the problem until the winter bees, when they started to open up the hives for the spring and finding out that a lot of the colonies had just collapsed on themselves. They didn't make it through the winter. So let's see if it's just an ongoing study. I'm not directly involved, but I do daily, read anything that may come up, somebody's new angle on it or what they have found. And again, it's coming from all directions. There is no solid one cause, or appears to be.
Well, now, of course, there's some people who believe that some of these genetically modified food, we know that it'll kill butterflies and other insects. Are there anything to suggest that some of this genetically modified food has the ability to kill off the bees?
That has been bandied around a little bit. It's but it hasn't been proven or promoted much further, which, if it is the cause, they're not going to come out and say that. So it's just a wait and see. Let's see if what surfaces but what they are finding is bees that are allowed to kind of stay in one spot and forage and have a variety of stuff do much, much, much better than the commercial industrial bees that are moved around from literally coast to coast.
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Here in the central coast of California, what are you hearing about genetically modified food? Now, we've already talked about the recombinant bovine growth hormone, but what about this genetically modified soy? What about the genetically modified corn? What about the genetically modified cotton and canola? And there are a few other things, but those are the major crops. And in Europe, why, of course, they will not allow this to be introduced. Here in America, we're not even allowed to know what they've done.
Isn't that ironic? Isn't that ironic? The average American seems to be so removed from literally nature and how he fits in the scheme of things. Where the Europeans tend to be older, their culture appears to be older and a little more attuned to nature. The United States, the average city dweller doesn't have a clue what keeps him alive when it comes to the food chain and the threats to the food chain. For instance, the one that bothers me the most, even though the genetic modifications, the chemicals, the insecticides, the pesticides, and all those things and all the related problems, but it's just sheer production and lack of the biggest single thing which they can't seem to control is water. The drought is nationwide. It's actually global. The Great Lakes are down almost 4 feet.
So, because they have these new weather modification techniques. We do not know which ones they're using. Everything is top secret because we can't let Osama bin Laden over there in that cave know what we're doing with weather modification. We have some excellent material on it. We have an excellent book on weather modification. People have to understand that they can change the weather. In fact, Brzezinski even bragged about that back in 1970 in his book Between Two Ages, how in the future we're going to be able to create storms and droughts, and now we've got a worldwide drought, and it's affecting food production.
The biggest one that most people should be watching at the moment, and it could be the harbinger of things to come, is Atlanta. Atlanta is within, it looks like, weeks of being out of water. 4.5 million people without water in a large metropolitan area.
Maybe they better start realizing, of course, the government and the commercial companies have the ability to modify the weather, and they're doing it. They're taking a lot of the weather, a lot of the moisture that ought to be moving eastward, and they're precipitating it out in the Rockies for, well, a lot of it is being precipitated out, so it can be sent down to Los Angeles. But of course, then weather that contains the moisture and it doesn't move eastward into Atlanta and other areas. People don't understand when man begins to play God, he creates all sorts of problems. Well, let's go to Ed, who's calling us from Hartford, New York. Hi, Ed. How you doing?
Hello, Dr. Stan. This is one of the interesting programs that you have as usual. I did have one observation. I just observed your DVD on chemtrails.
Right.
And I was just flabbergasted with that particular information. And it seems to me like there must be some effect on...
There's no question at all that they know exactly what they're doing. There are these chemical trails, and they know that they're modifying the weather with that, and of course laying the basis for so much of what we're talking about, but we can't let the public know that.
We can't know
that they really do intend to eliminate a large part of our population.
I was just wondering what effect that these the chemicals and so forth would have on the bees and also on our crops and whatever.
Well, of course, a large part of the chemtrails we know are aluminum, and I believe it's bismuth. Or barium, elizabeth and barium, and I believe that they're having a very profound effect on it. Do you have any thoughts at all on that, David?
No, I do not. Again, if there are so many attacks and problems, I have my hands full keeping my business going and just making sure it continues to go. The chemicals that are in the foods and the processes. Dr. Stan, I'll send you a sample of that fat bypass, they call it. And when you look at this stuff, it's bizarre. It has a funny smell, and they're feeding this directly to cows. And just the stuff that comes into my world is enough to overwhelm me.
Sure, we'll poison the cows, poison the people. Anything else, Ed, you wanted to say?
I believe that's about all for right now, Dr. Stan, and thank you very much for your guest.
Well, I sure appreciate it, and your calling, and we have very real problems out there. It's time the American people woke up. Well, let's go to Barbara calling from Santa Cruz. Hi, Barbara. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. I was just, listening, and I know David sells the Ready Reserve foods, and they are excellent, and I just have a feeling that people are holding off, buying a lot of these things until they think that that they're really going to need them and things look really bad.
They wait until then, they're not going to be able to get them because when
that's
things
exactly
look bad, everybody's going to be buying them. They're not going to be any.
That's exactly the case. It's just such a small, special industry. It's so small and defined. It can't ramp up. It's because the process is so... We're small. The industry is small. And there's just not enough to go around.
Well, the problem being, too, is we had Dr. Paul Conant on, and he's talking about the fact that, in the very near future, they're talking about, fluoridating powdered eggs.
Oh, no.
The longer people wait, the more they're going to have getting pure food. This is the thing. At this point, you can get good, pure food. The longer people wait, and I have a feeling that that they're going to see this coming. And as I say, you want to get powdered eggs, whole eggs. They're going to have fluoride in them. They're not going to be pure eggs anymore.
We're rapidly approaching the point that if you wanted pure eggs, you're going to have to raise the chicken yourself and the corn.
Yeah.
Anything else, Barbara?
Well, no. This is it. I'm just just saying it. Just don't wait. If you're
what is their justification for fluoridating the eggs now?
It makes them last longer. No bacteria can grow in it because it kills everything. Hey, thanks so much for calling,
you're
Barbara.
You're welcome.
Let's go to Jim calling from 29 Palms. Hi, Jim. How you doing?
Man, how are you?
Well, it's good to be back, I'll tell you.
I recently saw a movie entitled Children of Men. It's the science fiction. It was filmed in England. And the scene, it's 2027. And it turns out the world people cannot produce children. There's something, whether a virus or whatever. And in the movie, the hero, his name is Theo. He's a regular guy. He's going to work every day, and the people, the world is in chaos. People are throwing bottles at the trains he's riding in, and there's different militant groups. There's one called the Human Project, the other one's the Fishes, and it seems at this time the military is, the police are like militarized, riot gear, and there's total chaos.
Okay, well now, what's the general theme of the
movie? The theme is, what it is that they cannot produce children.
Now, of course, we know they can't produce children because there's an epidemic of erectile dysfunction in America, but don't you worry, the government knows exactly the cause, but it's never going to tell the public.
Yeah, but you were stating about those two people that were healthy and everything,
right?
And that's where I related to that movie.
What's happening now? It's just, I mean, people throw bottles at trains, and we're living it.
You may admit to that. Hey, thanks very much for calling, Jim.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this is David Sibley. David, you got about 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well,
I want you to tell our listeners the things that you are really concerned about, you'd like them to know.
Well, one is the drought and how it will affect even this substandard production that we've been talking about tonight. Water is so important. The other problem is the lady from California that called that talked about people laying in a supply of food now. By the time, she says that people are waiting. Well, by the time the herd mentality finally realizes there's a problem, you're too late. You have to start thinking way ahead of the crowd. You have to be ahead of the curve here, because there is not enough time or resources now for everyone to get prepared to ride out a storm, which could last a substantial amount of time. Should there be, say, a bird flu pandemic a la 1913 Spanish flu, the world will shut down for a year or two, and what comes out the other side will be nothing like what we have today.
I fear that you're absolutely right, David. And, of course, I hate to be a bearer of bad news, but that is what I've been called to do. I believe we're involved in a spiritual battle. I believe, of course, what it says in Revelation 6:8, and I look and behold a rider of a pale horse, and Hades followed close behind, and power was given unto them to kill a quarter of the population of the world through war and through hunger and through disease. And ladies and gentlemen, that's just the beginning. And if you read the writings of one of the richest women in America, her name is Barbara Marx Hubbard. She's the heiress to the Marx Toys R Us fortune. In her book, which was channeled to her by a demonic spirit, she says, you know, that's what's going to happen. The one quarter of the world's population that will not evolve to higher consciousness will have to be removed. But that's not your job, my dear. That is ours. For we are the riders of the pale horse death. If you'd like to see the pages from her book, The Revelation, the Book of Co-Creation, it's out there. She's one of the leaders of this whole new world occult movement. And she's actually been a consultant to the White House and to our military. Oh, these dark forces permeate every aspect of our society. Please check out. Determine if we're right and if we are. Then join us in this epic struggle. David Sibley from Ready Reserve Foods, thank you so very much for being with us again. It's always a pleasure to have you.
Thank you, Doctor. Good night.
Good night. Well, that was David Sibley. We'll tell you in just a moment how you may be able to get some of his material. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening was David Sibley. And if you're interested in information on Food storage, why, if you'd like more information, you can give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 and just ask for information from Ready Reserve Foods, and we'll be glad to send you some of David's material. And then, of course, if you're interested in knowing more about the genetically modified food, specifically the recombinant bovine growth hormone, let me suggest our 4-tape sets on the genetically modified food. We have actually 2 4-tape sets, and we carry a book entitled GMOs, Beware Genetically Modified Foods. If you want the information on how they're poisoning you and your children with the mercury, why, let me suggest the DVD, Mercury Autism and the Global Population Control. And there you get the CD-ROM in addition to the DVD with literally thousands of scientific papers going into the background of how they're poisoning our children. And they're poisoning you as well. Understand, we're dealing with people with a different worldview because they worship a different God. If you've not seen Alex Jones' excellent new DVD, Endgame. We watched it this weekend. Very, very pleased with it. Think it's important, and we're going to be carrying it and making it available through Radio Liberty. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com. You can go there. You can listen to our programs. Live feed, 9 hours a day. Then, of course, you can see many of our DVDs. They're posted there. You can watch them for nothing. In fact, you can watch David Sibley's, David Ayoub's excellent DVD on autism there. Although we hope you'll want to get this and help us circulate and get the information out. It's really up to you. Do you care? Do you care about your children? Do you care about the future of this country? Do you care the fact that there really are people out there who have a different worldview? And, of course, 2 generations ago, their forefathers were working very closely with the Nazis, financing the Nazi movement both before and during the Second World War. And just as we financed both sides in the Vietnam War, and we're financing both sides in Iraq today. We didn't go to Iraq and Afghanistan to win the war. We went to Afghanistan and Iraq simply to fight a war. That's a great diversion. So the attention of the American people would be focused on what was going on overseas as we were losing our freedom here at home. And that may seem very, very strange to many of you out there, but it shouldn't. Unfortunately, we're involved in a spiritual battle. And behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces. And all we can do is tell you that go to our website, get our material, begin to read and study, and go to the Holy Scriptures, and you'll find that God doesn't think the use of the word conspiracy is bad. Because, of course, if you have a special Bible that gives you references, you'll find that God uses the word conspiracy over and over and over and again in His holy word. There is a conspiracy against God. There's always been a conspiracy against God. There is a conspiracy against God today. And unfortunately, it involves the leaders of both political parties. It involves the people who control our monetary system, who control our media, who are concealing the truth from the American people. Our challenge to you is, if you really care about your family, your future, your freedom, check out everything we say. Don't take any of it for granted. If you need documentation, you can always contact us. We'll tell you where to go to get the information. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You need to watch the DVD, The Forbidden Secret. You need to see Alex Jones' excellent DVD, Endgame. The DVD, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. Riddles in Stone. They sold their souls for rock and roll. They're all available from Radio Liberty. And then please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests. And if you're out there across America, why, we ordinarily invite your calls. But please don't call unless we do ask for calls. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, but please do not call unless we ask for calls. Our guest, Kevin McDonald, and of course Kevin McDonald is certainly involved with TACTA, and he's actually put out a video. It's called Sheltering in Place. And I think it's important that people understand that we face the very real possibility of a chemical, biological, or nuclear warfare. Why? Because I believe God is going to bring his judgment on this country. And I believe that they have specifically and intentionally left the American people defenseless. Now, they have all sorts of facilities and underground bunkers. They're well-stocked and well-ventilated. For the elite in Washington, D.C., there's one in Santa Rosa, where they can get the government officials from San Francisco up there, and they have helicopter pads. So they will be protected. The elite will be protected. And at one time we had an adequate civil defense program for the United States. It had been pretty well disbanded. And most Americans have made no preparation at all for what really lies ahead. Well, Kevin McDonald is part of a group of, that is really working to try to get the information out, and he is associated with TACTA. That's the American Civil Defense Association, TACDA. And, of course, the purpose is to try to get the American people to begin making preparations to protect themselves, because I fear that many people are going to die of panic, or die of starvation, or die of disease, totally unnecessarily, because we have been abandoned, just as the people of Israel have been abandoned by their leaders. In fact, they all used to have gas masks. They took them away from them, and many times by force. They sent the military around to collect the gas masks, and they refused to get them back again. Why? They're leaving the people of Israel open for extermination. And I believe the same thing is going to happen here, because there are powerful spiritual forces working behind the scenes, and people don't like to think about that. Why, our leaders would never do that. Well, American leaders wouldn't, but there are people working in key positions who have a different agenda, because they worship a different God, and they have an intense hatred of the United States. And it's only a small part of the people, but these are people in key positions who know exactly what they're doing. And I believe every American owes it to himself and to his family to begin making preparations for the difficult times that lie ahead. Kevin, thank you very much for being with us.
Anytime, Stan.
Well, why don't you tell our listeners what motivated you to get involved with TACTA and certainly this film, Shelter in Place, which we carry, which we think is so vitally important for people to have. At least they have some idea what to think about and to do.
Well, basically, what happened was is that, like a lot of people out there, I was under the impression that there wasn't a whole lot you can do. I mean, I'd grown up in a time period which, you know, we've been preached the idea of a nuclear winter and the end of the world scenario that basically you couldn't do anything. And with time, I actually met a very, very wonderful gentleman, Wayne LeBaron.
All right, hold on, though. We're going to be back here in just a moment, here at Radio Liberty. Okay, Kevin. Okay, Kevin, go right ahead.
At the time, I met a gentleman who was, out of his own pocket, doing a course on sheltering in place. And he'd actually been asked by the lieutenant governor of the state of Utah to go out and teach this technique that he had developed. And he was just doing it out of his own pocket, helping people. And I attended one of his seminars that he gave. And I was just stunned at what you could do, how simple it was, how just a little bit of knowledge could go a long ways. And he said the most amazing thing to me, that just a little bit of knowledge will increase your survival by 80%. And I thought, wow, that's an amazing jump. And so I took the time to look through the information that he had, and we went over it and we talked about it, and I called him later on. My background is the entertainment industry. I used to work in it for years. And I called him up and I said, you know, this is information that people need to have. And, you know, you can only drive around in your car and do so much. You know, if we could put it on a video, we could get it out to more people. And so he agreed to do that. I mean, he, without really any serious expectations, he said, let's do it. All my materials, everything I can do to help you make this happen. And so we took his techniques that he had applied to sheltering in place, including learning how to filter the air in your home, and put all of that in a very easy to understand video. Now, one of the things we really wanted to do is we wanted to get away from the old survivalist mentality, because I don't know about you, but I really don't want to have to defend myself against my neighbor. I want to help my neighbor. I want my neighbor to get ready and be prepared. And so what we did was is we decided that we needed to make a friendly, positive, uplifting video that would encourage people to realize that there were things that they could do that were very basic, very simple, and very positive. And it never fails. Anytime I get a group of people to sit down and watch this video, and especially the ones that tell me that they want to be at ground zero when the big one hits, when they watch that video, it changes their attitude completely. There are things you can do. Another one of the reasons that I loved Wayne, and I probably get in trouble with him for saying this, but
I want you to hold that for just a moment.
Sure.
We'll be right back in just a minute with Kevin McDonald. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Kevin McDonald, and Kevin, of course, has been involved with putting together a video called Shelter in Place, which we do carry. And he really got this idea from a man named Wayne LeBaron, who lives in Utah. Was it Utah or Idaho he lives in?
He lives in Utah.
All right, and fine. And Wayne certainly had studied and thought a lot about what people could do to protect themselves if there was a nuclear attack. Much of this would carry over into there was a chemical or biological attack. But instead of panicking, and you can imagine what would happen if you were suddenly faced with a major attack on America, people would have no idea what to do. They'd be running around like chickens with their heads off, getting in their cars, getting on a road. You'd be bumper to bumper, and that's the worst place you want to be. Chances are, you're going to have to learn how to shelter right in your own home, but there's so much you can do. And so Kevin had actually learned from Wayne LeBaron what Wade had really thought about and put a lot of thought into, and they put together a video. And, of course, it's been shown to people all across America. It's called Sheltering in Place. Not that expensive, pretty straightforward, and, of course, it's a thought process. You're prepared, you know what there is, and chances are, if there were to be a major cataclysmic event, you would increase your survivability probably 80% or far more than that. And the people who have no idea what to do would be totally panicked. So this will certainly give you a feeling of security when you've at least thought about this. Go ahead, pick up the story there, Kevin.
Well, basically, one of the things that really convinced me that Wayne knew what he was talking about was his experience. You know, Wayne is a certified health physicist. I mean, he's worked he's worked in the Los Alamos labs. He's worked in Nevada. He was there when the government was doing their nuclear testing. He has done research for the government. He's worked for the nuclear regulator, the NRC, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. And he probably won't like me talking about that so much. But the reason it's important is because, unlike a lot of the scientists who are out there pumping out their theories, Wayne has practical hands-on experience. He was actually one of the first two responders to the first nuclear reactor accident in the United States, and when he was a younger man. And so one of the things that I found really interesting in our conversations that Wayne told me was that when they were doing the studies about the radiation that they knew had escaped in the United States, that they found that one of the things that was consistently it was consistent with radiation was that it's inconsistent. There are so many variables out there that make such a huge difference. Our age, our health, any type of surroundings that you're in, all of these variables make a huge difference. And they found that there was actually a higher propensity for, like, for instance, leukemia with lower level radiation than there was with the deadlier radiation. And they really don't understand why that's the case. They just know that there's a kind of a very broad parameter that they say don't have that much radiation happen to you. But within that, there's still survivability. And so basically Wayne said that in our studies we realized that if we could just get people to get indoors even and stay indoors for as little as 3 days after the first event, that their life expectancy, went through the roof. I mean, they were going to be fine. There were still going to be problems. There's no 100% guarantee when you're dealing with something like this, but there are very basic things that you can do that will help you tremendously. As simple as knowing to go indoors, stay indoors, keep it shut. Now, if you know what to tape up and what not to tape up or what to filter, that increases things even more. Knowing how much food that you need to have on hand, how much water you need to have on hand. One of the things I loved about Wayne was he said, you need to have 14-day supply of water. They're not, 3-day supply is not enough. And he said, after you have a 14-day supply of water, when an event happens, he said, have a couple of family members designated to go through the house, if the water's still running, go through the house, fill up the tub, fill up the pots and pans, fill up the sinks with water. He said, that way you're increasing the potential for water. He said, if you have water, he said, your life expectancy goes up. And so knowing these basic things really helps you a lot. What I basically did with Wayne when we first wrote the script for this is I went in and I said, look, I don't want to know the science. I'm an average guy who's working. I'm trying to take care of my family. Just tell me what to do. Step one, step two, just tell me what to do. I said, I don't want to know the time, distance, and mass. That stuff just makes your eyes glaze over. And if you can tell me, A through Z what to do, I think that would be more beneficial to people. As soon as the balloon goes up or they announce on the radio that there's been an incident, or even still if you've watched the video and what the effects of an EMP are, your watch is stopped, the car's not working, you have a pretty good idea that something's happened, get your family in the house. And, that's a good place to start. If you educate your neighbors, even better. Because then the potential for death and disease decreases substantially, which increases life in the area. If you encourage them to put food away, and one of the things you can do, show your neighbors this video. Get a copy of this video and bring your neighbors in and show it to them. Or hand it to them and say, look, sit down and watch this video. And granted, we're a business, but the truth is that, you know, the more people who know this, the better off we are. As a nation, the more people who knows this, the better off we are. As a nation, we'll be able to get back on our feet much faster than if we were to sit around and wait for this to hit us.
And
I don't know if that helps you or not.
No, I know. Well, really, of course, the video is really very, very simple. And yet, of course, if you look at it, it just tells you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and, you know, of course, some people say, oh, well, you got to tape everything up, you know, so nothing will get in. Well, you tape everything up, air can't get in, and you're going to suffocate. And there's nothing wrong with duct tape and plastic, but if you put it on there wrong, why, you're gonna suffocate in your own room. You've created a coffin for yourself. So the video tells you exactly what to do. You don't need a lot of things, but you need a few very essential, simple things to get you through this difficult time. And when, of course, we see what's going on in the world today, ladies and gentlemen out there in the listening audience, there are people in Washington, D.C. who are planning a massive attack on Iran. They think it's going to last 3 to 7 days. What happens if they're wrong? I mean, certainly they've been wrong about everything else, and I believe, of course, that they're very, very wrong about this, because it would be fine if Iran does not make reprisals, but what happens if maybe the third or fourth day after hundreds of thousands of Iranians have been killed, that they should sink one or two of our carriers? What would that do? Maybe they would launch an attack on the Green Zone in Baghdad and kill a few thousand Americans. Then are we just going to let the war end at that point, or are we going to have to retaliate? And then are they going to retaliate? And what's going to happen to Pakistan, where, of course, there's a growing radical Islamic movement, and Pakistan has very sophisticated missiles, of course, built with American technology that the Chinese communists got from Bill Clinton, and they have nuclear weapons, assumed that well over 100, between 1 and 200 nuclear warheads. How would you like to have those in the hands of the radical Islamists? People say that this could never happen, and I would ask, if you look at it from a rational point of view, from God's point of view, why couldn't it happen? If God is just, his justice is not going to sleep forever, and the things that we as a nation are doing are going to bring God's judgment on this nation.
True.
And our job is
to, really true.
And I believe our job is to try to survive, and so we can be a light for the people that are out there. And but at first, we're going to have to survive. And certainly, people say, well, it's all in God's hands. And, well, I believe it is all in God's hands. But did you ever stop to think that maybe God's got to listen to this program tonight? And maybe that's why you tuned in tonight. Under any circumstances, we need to have the information. And of course, Kevin and the organization he's associated with has phenomenal organization. Now, you're with TACTA, aren't you, Kevin?
I actually help them, but I'm not directly associated with them. We actually have our own organization, and I work. I probably do more work with Physicians for Civil Defense than
I do
with TACTA.
Well, I got some great things today. Did you send me some things? Somebody sent me some great things on civil defense today. We just got them in. And
it was probably Steve Jones from Physicians for Civil Defense, because I think I received the same thing.
All right, fine. Well,
but Stan, can we just talk about our government? Because I just finished dealing with them.
All right, fine. Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment, and we'll be glad to let you talk about the things. The trouble is that we certainly should be having all sorts of efforts made by our government to protect the people, and as far as I can see, they're making almost no preparations at all. And after the way that FEMA treated the people in New Orleans, do you really want to be like them? Those people where FEMA was there blocking efforts to bring in food and water and the relief supplies and evacuate the people. Why did FEMA do that? Go ahead, Kevin.
Well, you know, Stan, we just spent the last 4 months actually working with the Department of Homeland Security. And, you know, I have to tell you, honestly, that was quite the revelation. You know, I knew it was bad, but I had no idea how bad it was. And quite frankly, it's a real can of worms. They are so busy jockeying for their power positions, and I'm going to go as far as say philandering and probably even racier things than that. They're so busy with that that they really are not thinking about you, the public. And the problem with this is that they do know that there is a problem. They do realize that there's a threat, but they are so caught up with their own power struggle that they really are not reacting to it appropriately. For themselves, they are. For themselves, they are refurbishing and reestablishing all sorts of shelters with all sorts of food for them and some emergency responders. But the truth is, when we were in Orlando doing one of the shows there for emergency responders, the truth is that they are so self-centered that they can't see past their pride. You run into people that it's either got to be their way or no way at all. They're not willing to even consider any possibility. If it even mentions God in it, which our video does, at the very end, we my daughter is the star in that, and at the very end of the video, she says, you know, God bless, and you know, I know that that was a major turnoff for them. They admitted to me that the video is completely what the country needs. In fact, every EMS specialist that we interviewed that actually saw the video wanted to be able to use the video in their community, from, you know, Nevada to Massachusetts, and which is great. We're actually looking forward to the possibility of doing that. But these poor EMS guys are so hamstrung by government shenanigans. It's not even funny. And the sad thing about it is there really is a threat, and they really don't care about the public. I wish that they did, because they really do have the ability to do something. The other thing too that you also have to think about is that the men who are in charge of these very offices that have to do with our lives are attorneys. Most of them are attorneys. They have little or no experience or training in these areas. So they're wanting totally to for the information to make proper decisions. They are so concerned about the political correctness of everything that they can't get anything done. In the 4 months that we were dealing with DHS, they were shaken up three times. And the department that we were supposed to be dealing with, when we finally got to that department and finally got settled...
Hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment here with Kevin McDonald. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Kevin has said that they spent quite a bit of time working with the DHS, that's the Department of Homeland Security, and of course they had hoped that they could, you know, interest them in utilizing the video and the other information that Kevin and his friends, who are concerned about protecting and educating the American people for survivability, the information they have. And Kevin said that during the 20 months he were working with them, the Department of Homeland Security was the division they were working with were shaken up 20 times, three times, that everything was done to block them. They certainly are not interested at all in you. They have, of course, all sorts of shelters for themselves but for the emergency responders, but they have no plans to help the general public. And I know that to be true. I went to a meeting of this, the Civil Defense Association about 2 years ago, And what amazed me most, first of all, I think there were only about three doctors there, three or four physicians other than the speakers. There were, I think, 15 people in the audience in the morning. And it turned out that two of them were from FEMA, and the question came up, what does FEMA have to help the American people? And one of the women from FEMA got up and said, FEMA has no plan to help the public. And if you want help, you're going to have to make your plans on your own. We came to see what you were planning to do, because we have no plans at all for a general catastrophic event in America. You saw what happened down in New Orleans. They spent literally tens of billions of dollars on all sorts of nonsensical things. They blocked efforts by local people who wanted to come in and help. People wanted to come in with their airboats. I mean, some of the people down in the bayous had all sorts of airboats they could have gotten all over the flooded area of New Orleans and got the people out. And FEMA wouldn't let them in. There were people there with motorboats that came in from Louisiana. Why, of course, FEMA wouldn't let them in. I mean, some of the big corporations sent down food and supplies and ice, and FEMA wouldn't let them in. And people died unnecessarily. And they died in the hospital, under the roofs and the attics of their buildings, because FEMA would not even allow people with helicopters to come in and help with the evacuation. And FEMA was totally inadequate, but they were in charge. And then they sent the military in to begin collecting the weapons. And who's going to protect the people, you know, from marauders if you take the guns away from the law-abiding citizens? They weren't it. Couldn't get them away from the marauders or the people who, of course, were going around and pillaging. No, they wanted to take the weapons away from the law-abiding citizens so they'd have no way to defend themselves. What sort of logic is that? They were bringing in the professional mercenaries, the killers who were hired from throughout the world. From Iraq, the Blackwater mercenaries were brought into New Orleans. And then, of course, there's so many unanswered questions as to why did this happen in the first place? Because, of course, the hurricane did not hit New Orleans. It veered along the Mississippi coast, and of course they had a bad storm, and about 45 minutes to an hour after the storm had passed, when the streets were beginning to dry out, and the sidewalks were beginning to dry out, suddenly there were a number of loud, well, some people say they were explosions, and the dikes gave way not in one, but in three different places. Why would they give away in three different places? And now we find out that a lot of the homes there in New Orleans that were not badly damaged or that have been renovated, they're being condemned for a major new development. It's going to make a lot of developers very, very rich and wealthy. But people are losing their homes there. They're being taken away by the government locally in the name of transferring the property to more productive people. Maybe nothing as it appears to be. And certainly FEMA was right at the very apex of that. Well, Kevin, certainly, what can people do at this point?
Well, the most important thing is you take care of yourself. And then encourage your neighbors to take care of themselves. You know, we know for a fact that they are not gearing up to help us. With all the fancy gear and everything that has been purchased and is being encouraged to be purchased, with every EMS worker out there, and I'm actually certified as well. You drag all of these people out, and they're still not going to be able to deal with a national disaster. And you know, the thing I'm concerned about is a few years ago, when September 11th happened, a friend of mine, who I've been encouraging for years to do something, didn't do anything. And when September 11th happened, what happened was that she was not emotionally and spiritually ready.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment. We Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. I guess it's Kevin McDonald. And, of course, Kevin was saying that he had a friend who was not emotionally ready when September 11th came. You know, and if you certainly do not have a personal relationship with God, and suddenly it looks like the whole of the world is beginning to topple and implode in on you, you panic. I mean, you got no place to look. Those of us who have a relationship with the Lord, and we know we're in God's hands. If He wants us to pull through, we're going to pull through. If He doesn't want us to pull through, why we go to a better place? So tell us about your friend, Kevin.
Well, she sat in her basement for 2 weeks and was pretty much in an emotional state of shock. And it took some coaxing to get her to come back to life again. But what astounded me was is that I found out there were a lot of people like that. And that, you know, you remember the president coming out and telling everybody to go back to work again. It's because people were so in such a state of shock that they were not doing, they were just not living their lives. And, the key to this is, you know, when we're prepared, we will not fear. And that's both spiritually and temporally. When we're prepared, we will not fear. You know, there's two things that people need to do. First of all, they need to make sure that they've got that great connection with God that they need to have. Because that there's a profound stability emotionally that happens there, and that spiritually happens there. It'll give them the foundation they need to ride out rough times. For me, one of the great turning points in my thinking on this were the founding fathers of this country and their attitude towards, you know, the great trials that they went through during the Revolutionary War. You know, if you go through and you read their histories, I mean, you know, Benjamin Franklin wasn't cowering down in his basement, you know, when the British were tearing things up. He was still publishing his newspaper. Paul Revere was still making silver and doing his silversmithing. I mean, you could run the list. They were all trying to live, you know, normal, stable lives while working for the freedom of this country. And that's a great attitude to have. And if you read their writings, you'll see that there was a great reliance on God. And that's something that people need to do. The next thing they need to do is then be practical. I mean, if we were playing a game of chess and I took, you know, all your pawns off the table and I kept all of mine, it wouldn't be a very fair game. So you want to have all your pieces on the table, and that means that you need to have some food set aside.
All that talk will be back in just a moment, Kevin. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Kevin was pointing out how important it is, first of all, to have a personal relationship with our Lord, and so that you can be at peace with Him and with yourself when and if the crisis comes. And I think it's not a matter of if, but it's a matter of when it comes, because I believe there is going to be a terrible judgment on this nation. So basically, if you don't have a personal relationship with the Lord and want to explore that thought, you can always call us off the air. But and then, of course, Kevin makes the point, you need to make preparations. You need to know that you and your family can survive, you know, if whatever happens, and you're prepared, because chances are you're not going to be directly hit by a nuclear bomb or even by the chemical or biological warfare. But, of course, so many of these things are aimed at creating terror and fear and panic. They want panic. And out of that panic comes, of course, a total paralysis and inability to do anything. Well, Kevin, before we go on, I want you to get your telephone number out, your webpage, so people know how to get in touch with you. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. So let's get your information out, Kevin, so people would know how to get in touch with you and the other organizations.
Well, we're sheltering in place. The name of the video is Sheltering in Place, and we do have a website. It's www.shelteringinplace.com. And just remember to put the ing on the end of shelter. But that's sheltering in place.com, and then they can call us to order a copy of the video, though I would prefer they order it through you. That would be the most important thing. And we do sell potassium iodate, which basically we've been campaigning to get into a major retailer. That's something that should be at every pharmacy in this country.
That is tough. We do carry that. We think that's important, too. Everybody should have a good supply of potassium iodate on hand.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's... Let me tell you a little story, real quick. Like,
right.
We have friends who were in the Baltics, downwind of Chernobyl when it happened, and they were able to go and get potassium iodide in the powder form, but potassium iodide in the powder form is too caustic for small children to take, and they didn't have the buffered pill technology that we have here in America. And so, of their six children, their five oldest children were able to take the potassium iodate powder, but the youngest one kept throwing it up. The youngest one died from radiation sickness. This is paramount to have. They need to have either potassium iodide or potassium iodate or sodium iodide or sodium iodate, depending on where they're located. The most common out there are potassium iodide and potassium iodate. Potassium iodate has an excellent shelf storage life to it, which is one I recommend because of that reason. You can keep it on the shelf for 10 years and it's still good. Iodide, on the other hand, tends to have a shorter lifespan. But it's paramount that you have this in your survival. When you're dealing with fallout, this is one of the key elements to fighting the effects of fallout on your glands. And so I would absolutely tell you that this is a must. You must call, Stan and order, some potassium iodate to have it in your home. And, I actually went out, I know that some of your family members might think you're a little nutty for doing this, but I actually went out and ordered enough of it when I first learned about it and sent it to my family in Oregon and in California and here in Utah and made sure that everybody had plenty on hand. And I told them to keep it in the medicine cabinet where they could keep an eye on it. But it's an absolute must. And there are a few items like that that you need to consider having. I think you're going to have Steve talk about his homemade radiation meter.
Yes, we're certainly going to tell them about that. We're going to be carrying that and offering it. But I would simply point out that you cannot go out and just buy potassium iodate at your local drugstore. They just don't have it. And they should have it, but they don't. And we had a lady call the other day, and of course she said, well, we didn't have any in stock, so she was just going to go out and just forget about her order. She's going to go out and get it on her own. And she called back half an hour later and said, please go ahead and put my order in, because she couldn't get it elsewhere. And she realized how important it was to have on hand. Now, I mean, there's certain elementary things you need. You need food and medical supplies and water. Water is, of course, vitally important. And then, what you do and not to panic. If you do the things that are laid out in this very, very simple video, why, of course, you're going to cover most, of course, of the things that need to be done. And, of course, Wayne LeBaron, who put this together, is a health physicist, and he understands, and he's worked, of course, in the nuclear industry for many years. So if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question, why, give us a call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And our guest is Kevin McDonald, who's been instrumental in putting together this video, Sheltering in Place. Well, Kevin, is there an increased interest in this sort of thing? Certainly, in all the years I've been involved, I've never had more of a feeling that there was a real imminence of some terrible things happening in America, especially as I see and I read about how, of course, they're placing all sorts of very sophisticated and lethal weapons onto our aircraft carriers there in the Persian Gulf, bringing the weapons in as fast as they can in preparation for an imminent attack on Iran. And I hope and pray that it doesn't take place, and yet everything we read and everything we hear from usually reliable sources suggests it's only a rather short period of time before we do have a direct attack on Iran. And if you think out there in the listening audience, ladies and gentlemen, that we're going to be able to attack other nations without having, you know, retaliation on America, I think you're sadly mistaken. And I really believe there is an organized effort to actually get America into the war with the entire Islamic world and to carry out this clash of civilizations. But remember, when it happens, we're going to be all alone. Great Britain's pulling out of Iraq, and they're trying to get their troops out of Afghanistan. Most of the other nations have pulled their troops out. And if we go into Iran, America will be all alone. And we will manage to antagonize all of the rest of the world. This is the frightening thing. So let's go ahead, and we've got Jack calling from Michigan. Jack, do you have a question?
I do, Dr. Stan, but first a comment. I think perhaps according to a secular physicist fellow, James McCanny, that the 05 hurricane events were manufactured events. He's got evidence. And it sounds almost like, Dr. Stan, it was some sort of a payback for supporters of the Bush family. And
well, we really don't know, though. It's all speculation.
It's speculation.
Okay, fine. Did you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, okay. Wondering whether the iodate or the iodorol would be a good choice prophylactically.
All right, I'm going to... We'll get our guest to ask that. Should we have the potassium iodate or certainly the iodorol, which is a... a potassium iodide and iodate compound. So, hey, I'm going to let you go because we're getting a feedback from your computer or something there. Thanks very much, Jack. Okay, did you get the question there, Kevin?
I had a hard time hearing what he was
basically
asking.
Was he saying, should you have the potassium iodate, or there's a product called iodorol, which is a combination of potassium iodide and Leucol solution.
He's talking about the iodide crystals.
Right.
The iodide crystals are great. If you know the source for that, that's terrific. They're soluble. They get into your system a lot quicker. But the truth is that. All of the above are going to work very, very well.
And basically what you want to do is load your thyroid up with iodine so that, of course, the radioactive iodine won't be able to get in. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Correct.
All right, let's go to Jeannie, who's calling in from Aptos. And again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Hi, Jeannie. How are you doing?
Well, I'm just fine. And Kevin was so right talking about if you're not prepared psychologically, and this is what I believe they really want us to not be prepared psychologically when emergency does happen. And it's so important what Kevin is talking about this evening. But we were talking about the Department of Homeland Security and FEMA, and it always has, I always wondered, why we created the Department of Homeland Security when we had FEMA. I've done research on this, Dr. Stan, and the SS, the elite corps of Hitler, stood for Schutzstaffel, and it's German for Schutz is protection, and Staffel is the Homeland Squadron. And so my concern is this a forerunner of the SS, like in Hitler's days? Why did they create Department of Homeland Security, is my question.
All right. Do you have any thoughts on that, Kevin?
Well, actually, I do. It is peculiar. I did notice that myself. One of my experiences in all of this has been pretty much that you know, if you assume that there is nobody that is acting duplicitous there, then you're foolish. I mean, because there are men there and women who have agendas that have nothing to do with us. It's about power and gain. And but to be fair too, because I think the Lord expects us from us, you know, we need to also realize that there are some good people there. But the truth is that FEMA was never set up as a to deal with a crisis like a hurricane. FEMA is basically established to deal with like a nuclear strike on America. All of their equipment, all of their resources were set up to that end, and as well as the structure that was set up. In fact, one of the things that really concerned me about FEMA at that point was before Homeland Security came into place, was that FEMA was set up basically as a substitute government, and it pretty much cut Congress out, which I thought was really interesting. I mean, Congress was not even in the flow charts that I looked through, and any of the documents that I went through, it pretty much just cut them right out, and you know, under a state of martial law, you know, when they went into effect. When they responded to the hurricane, I think it was Hurricane Andrew, when they brought in the requested radio equipment that people needed, it was these specialized trucks that are designed to call in strikes. You know, nobody knew how to even use the equipment that they brought in. You know, it was actually individuals like you and I who went in and fixed the problem, along with a few corporations. So there are, you know, I won't deny that there's something dark and stinky that goes on there, but I'm always hesitant to try to second guess it, because usually I'm wrong when I do.
Now,
I think the smart, yes.
I've gone through two hurricanes, 10 years ago in Kauai, Iniki, and we have a huge military base on Kauai on the west side, a submarine base. And for 3 days, we didn't hear a peep from the huge military base. 2 days after Iniki came, the only people that came, which we really loved, was the National Guard from the Big Island of Hawaii. And I also went through, down in Central America, Mitch. And I was living in a valley, and I was cut off by floods going across the road. But there again, I was prepared to have supplies and water and food and so forth. But we had it in place, especially in Kauai, where the National Guard came in with supplies, with big military airplanes. And we had food lines and everything. It was wonderful. So I wonder, and we have to watch what the Department of Homeland Security is all about.
Well, I think that's a very good point.
National Guard.
And the trouble is, our National Guard, most of it's over fighting in Iraq, fighting for freedom over there, fighting for democracy.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jeannie. I would just point out that if you study the background behind the Nazi movement, there were powerful spiritual forces. In fact, Hitler was deeply involved in the occult. His chief theoretician, a man named Haushofer, was deeply involved in the occult. And, of course, this spread right over into the SS and Hitler, and, of course, this whole the SS there. Secret police was basically there. Sort of a brotherhood, a dark brotherhood that... they dated back to Valhalla and these ancient German gods. Well, we have the similar occult forces in America today. People do not recognize their presence, but they all are here. There are secret societies that you can trace back literally hundreds, if not thousands, of years. And they're working many times at the highest levels of our society, and that's why you really need to see the DVD, the award-winning DVDs, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, and Riddles in Stone. So And I don't know whether that answers Jeannie's question at all, but I am concerned any time when you have this centralization of power with government organizations. This was the last thing our federal government wanted. Matters dealing with life, liberty, and property and the security of the individual were to be left to the states, so we would never have the ability of the federal government to establish a totalitarian form of government. Read the 35th of the Federalist Papers, where it tells us that the power of the central government is limited and defined, and the power of the state governments is unlimited and ill-defined, and matters dealing with life, liberty, and property would always be left to the states. Well, our guest this evening has been Kevin MacDonald. And Kevin, hang on there just a minute. But I hope you out there in the listening audience have listened to what he said. And I hope you've learned from what he said. Well, Kevin, you have 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Wow, what do you say in 3 minutes? You know, use a positive approach to this. Be hopeful. When you talk with your friends and your neighbors, don't be negative. It's really important because they're average people just like you and I, and they're struggling and trying to figure out things. If we can help them to see that there's a positive solution to all of this, because most of them, I don't know about you, but I have a lot of friends now who are telling me that they feel something, that they sense that something is wrong. If you can just use a positive approach to this and try not to scare them to death, because that's easy to do. I've done it myself. And then get them to watch the sheltering in place video. You can get your neighbors, your friends, the people that are closest to you, you can get them prepared. If they watch it, I promise you, most of the people, it will change their minds about things. And that's what you need to do. And then you get your neighborhood involved, and you get your friends involved, the people that you love and that are close to you, and you're doing God's work. You're helping people. You're protecting people. You're saving their lives.
And
other than that, it's best I can say.
Well, I think that you're absolutely right, Kevin, and I want to congratulate you and Wayne LePere and the others who were involved in putting together your video. I think it's an important adjunct to really the message that we want to get out, and that is make your preparations. It's up to you to look after yourself and your family and just hope and pray that you are going to be able to come through this, but you're going to be so much better off than the people who have no idea what's coming down the line, who will be terrified at the thought of a nuclear attack on America. And they would say, well, it couldn't happen here. You know, where is the government going? Why is the government coming? Where is the help that's supposed to be coming? And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, there may not be any help at all. You have to be responsible. At one time, Americans were resourceful people. They looked after themselves, and they didn't look to others to take care of themselves. They looked after themselves, and then they were able to help others. But the first of all is you have to make preparations. You have to understand what we're up against, and of course, the information we have and that Kevin makes available, and the Doctors for Disaster Preparedness and TACTA and a few of the other organizations make available, is so vitally important that we have access to. Well, Kevin, I want to thank you so very much for being with us and for your dedication to helping us get the truth out.
Thank you, Stan. Anytime you need me to help you at all, you just ask away.
All right. God bless.
Thank you, sir.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Kevin MacDonald. Now, his video is called Sheltering in Place, and we think he's done an excellent job with that, and it's available. If you'd like more information, why, you can call 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, there is a book. It actually was originally put out by the government, it was called Surviving Nuclear Warfare Survival Skills. Nuclear Warfare or Nuclear War Survival Skills, and it tells you there how to make a radiation meter, and actually there's a kit for that, and you really need the book on nuclear war survival skills. And then if you want to get the kit, we actually make a radiation meter. Why, everything's there that you need, other than an aluminum can of some sort. But you can, of course, get these expensive radiation meters, or you can get the kit for just a few dollars. And, of course, if you're interested in it, you need the book, A Nuclear War Survival Skills. Tells you how to put it together, and then, of course, you need the kit, and you'll have everything you need right there. It's a good idea to have it, to know how to put it together, to understand how it works and how to make it work, and then have it available. And then, of course, we carry the book, Making the Best of Basics. That's Making the Best of Basics. What do you do if you don't have the ability to go down to the store and buy food? What do you do if you have wheat? What do you do if you have rice? How do you live without all of the wonderful things we're so used to? And then we have another book called Inside the Red Zone. It was written by a Soviet officer who was trained in chemical and biological and warfare. And, of course, it's got a great list in the back of all the things that you need to have on hand, just so you and your family will be secure. So, again, that's the video, Shelter in Place, the book, Nuclear War Survival Skills. And then, of course, when you get that, and if you'd like to, you can get the kit that tells you how to actually build a radiation meter. Everything you'll have is there, except you need an aluminum can, a beer can, a Coke can, and then the book, Making the Best of Basics, and then Inside the Red Zone. These are all things that you need to think about. We may be a matter of a few months, or maybe even a matter of a few weeks, from an attack on Iran. I don't know. I don't have any inside information, but I have people that I trust who tell me that the preparations are being made. And if you don't make preparations, and this does come down, you will have nobody to blame. Let me remind you, of course, we are having our annual Radio Liberty Seminar. It's going to be held on the 28th of October at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. It's an all-day seminar. If you're coming from other parts of the country, why, you're going to have to call sometime in the next few weeks to get your hotel reservations. We have the hotel reservations until the 28th of September, at which time, of course, the rooms become much more expensive. But, of course, if you call now, why, you can get the reservations. We'll get to the directions and tell you where to call. The conference is all day long on the 28th. We've got some great speakers lined up. And, as always, we're going to have a great time. That's the Aptos Seascape Golf Course here on the North Shore of Monterey Bay. And people ordinarily come from all over the country. We had about 125 people last year. We're hoping for 150 this year. So if you're interested in coming, you're going to have reservations. We're serving lunch. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Great lineup of speakers. Dr. Garth Nicholson will be there. Carol Matriciana, Ron Brown, Michael Shaw, and, we think that you really will learn so much, and you'll be able to get the information there, information you're going to need for times like this. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.